This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
I think you don't realise that the pitch behind you is rock hard. There's grass over on the far side. Winning football matches at WSL level, regardless of the opponent, is tougher than ever.
I like the goals in particular. I like Lauren James' goals. Lovely individual goals.
Yeah, because she's got to keep going and working on the things that matter both sides of the ball. She knows that. And I think it was a game today where I'm all taking risks. Get Melanie Leopold into the game. We need to build her minutes. Sandra can really sit. Fran needs to keep building her fitness. But I think set 3 points up, I'll take it in this league.
Take your shot on the table. I know it means nothing right now, but it's nice to be there.
As I said, to win a league, you've got to win games like today where it's not entirely pretty. It doesn't actually everything go your way. Are there sloppy moments? Yes. Can you eradicate? Yeah, then we're within our control. I think our concentration and focus in time left a lot to be desired. But I think I pushed the life out of them in training this week. I mean, I really pushed them, and I could see some of that out there in the way we tired.
It didn't sound like you were entirely happy.
What's happy? I mean, it's 3 points. As I said, I understand what it takes to win leagues, and I'm telling you, it's not easy to win a game of football. Ask Man United that today.
On that point, Man United
looked
a drop
point
today. With that, make you slightly happier when you got the end result? Were you like, kind of, okay, performance?
I didn't know their result. Aaron told me over there, like, after the game, so I wasn't even aware of that. It shouldn't surprise anyone, nor should it surprise you if Tottenham get a result today. I've been saying it all year. This is what we want for our league.
On that, how do you feel Tottenham have differed since, obviously, the obvious of the players have come in, but, I mean, how do you feel in terms of the challenge they pose?
First of all, there's such a thing as home advantage, and they played it to perfection. They knew their pitch, they knew the conditions. I thought they were aggressive. I thought they returned to that. That's something I know Rianne has talked about. She's wanted for a team. I think when you have players that used to be part of your team, they're going to have a point to prove. I think our former players played very well, and Iwabuchi, you know, adds a lot of quality to them. And I think there's always an expectation, oh, Chelsea, they've won lots, they're going to dominate every week. As I keep reminding you, everybody else are professional, everybody else has internationals. Maybe we should expect more of other teams. And that expectation in terms of the performance the opponent puts in is one that we, as coaches or as a team, we've come to expect. And it's the best thing for the league that these games are really, really tight.
I feel like we've said it a lot this season, but it feels like Chelsea are getting results where maybe they're not completely blowing teams away like they might have done in the past. Does that make you kind of happier as a coach?
Well,
even if you might not be like buzzing right now.
I always think when you're the champions, teams have that little bit extra, because whether they set up slightly differently, They played four at the back last week, Tottenham. They'll play four against, no, play five against us. So we have to regularly play against teams that block up. Would they do that in the same way if they played Manchester United? Maybe not. Would they do it in the same way they play against Arsenal? Maybe. Maybe Arsenal will be afforded that same respect. So if you think about being a champion, you know the opponent sets up even harder against you, and it's almost like a nothing to lose situation. It's even harder for us to win. And so, and but everybody from the outside is like, oh, it's just going to be easy. One thing I'll tell you about our dressing room, we always talk about this, you're never too good to lose, you're never too good to concede, clean sheets are fucking hard to come by, like really, really hard to come by, and yes, there's sloppy moments, but as I said to the team in the huddle, I'd rather be in our position, I'd rather be top of the league and going into a Conti Cup semi-final on Thursday than not, and while we are not entirely at our best, what is our best, what does that look like? It's about where we are at the end of the year that counts.
On the additions that Spurs have made, obviously seeing Drew Spence and Beth come by for that goal, what was that feeling like?
I nearly clapped, to be honest with you. I've seen it thousands of times in training, like always proud of former players when they go on, and Beth's brought a lot to that team, but for me Drew's unbelievable in that side, their player of the season, and as I'd say, sorry Ree, I hope you don't mind me saying this, their two best players are Chelsea's players, so I'm happy to see them thriving. I'm happy to see them thriving, and I'm happy to see that Tottenham are making the progression, because Rhiann is a really, really good coach, and I'm glad to see that she's been able to get an upturning performance from her team.
Can you say a little bit about, I mean, Lawrence scored a wonder goal here today, yeah. But I mean, what do you make of the set of a 90-minute performance?
The last time she achieved 1,000 minutes was for Manchester United, which took 1 year to achieve. She's already achieved that in 6 months. It's still a build for Lauren, and so much of that managing freshness versus fatigue, we're not going to be there until the end, and unfortunately you're going to see hot cold moments within that. You're going to see really explosive moments in possession and out of possession, still learning tactically, physically, and I'll say it to you again, give her some space to do it, because every time we're expecting her to be at a performance level in both sides of the ball to say guru right, and then you're right, you'll be being unreasonable and unrealistic. I think today it was about, I took risks to get her 90 minutes, plus get Melly into the game, you know, plus get Fran and Yelena into the game, because I know we're playing for the whole season and we're going to need all of those players over the course of the season.
Just a quick one, and Fran looked like she was struggling.
Had a really bad cold, okay. Chest, cough. I'm surprised she played that amount today, yeah. To be honest with you. She's been coughing her lungs up in there. And I, you know, just chose to protect her.
Did you look like she was struggling a little bit with something?
No,
like a physical thing?
No, nothing, just a real bad cold, cough. She came off and I said to her, put clothes on, you're freezing. She's got a chesty cough. She wasn't very well, and I think it was a gamble to play her today anyway.
Is there a risk there for Thursday?
She's got a cold, cough, but it's freezing, do you know what I mean? Like, yeah, and so I think she, I can't say it won't or it will, but I think it was the smart decision to take her off the pitch. You know, it's not about anything else, just as it was smart to take Erin off on a yellow card on a pitch that's like that, you kind of rightly, wrongly make decisions. And I'm happy for 3 points, even though nothing was at its best, but...
Is this one of the reasons why you're so successful?
Yeah.
Because, I was going to say, because of the risk factor. You're taking risks with players, and it seems to be bearing fruit as well.
I just think sometimes I think you expect the team to look perfection in its entirety all of the time. If we're human, we have our weaknesses, we have our vulnerabilities, we have our strength, but what we fucking do have is so much resilience. We have it in abundance to keep finding something. Even if players come off the pitch, they still felt in control. It's just two extremely sloppy goals we've conceded. And that for me says it's about here. We have to make sure we get fresh to go again, because it's relentless.
So you won't be running them too hard in training this
year? Yeah, I will. I won't even worry about that. They've got to go up a gear. Absolutely.
Thank you very much.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.